Hey, Tom Dienhart coming to you from cold, dark West Lafayette in the aftermath of Purdue's double overtime 44-41 loss to Indiana. This edition of Golden Black Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Hey, a tough way for Purdue to end the year, obviously losing the old Oakham Bucket. For the first time since 2016, Jeff Brohm's first loss here to the Hoosiers, and a bitter one it was as Purdue battled back from a 21-10 halftime deficit, rallied, forced overtime, and of course lost in the second overtime. 44-41, Purdue finishes the year 4-8 overall, 3-6 in the Big Ten, and all you can do is play the what-if game with Purdue. What if all these players had not gotten injured, beginning with Sinlar and, of course, Tario Fuller? What if Richie Worship would have come back? Marcus Bailey? What if Lorenzo Neal would have gotten on the field? You can torture yourself all day with this. Even the loss at Nevada, which seemed to set the season on its ear before it really even got started. Purdue found itself digging itself out of that hole and trying to get back to 500 all year. Again, a very disappointing season. A season where Purdue, again, had to overcome myriad injuries. And I asked Jeff Brohm after the game if he thought, you know, Purdue had sort of wrung all it could out of this roster, given, you know, again, all these injuries and adversity it had to deal with. And Brohm was a little coy about it, but, you know, I'll answer for him. I think Purdue did a heck of a job keeping this team stitched together in what could have potentially been a disastrous season with all the attrition and all the youth it had to play. But he kept everybody on track, and Purdue was still on the precipice of making a bowl late into November. So again, hat tip to the players for competing and the coaching staff for keeping everybody on track. The future looks bright, doesn't it? Again, because of all these injuries, so many young players had to get a chance to play this year. We saw George Karloftis, King DeRue, David Bell, Milton Wright, Cam Allen, Jalen Graham, guys of that ilk. Really stood out, and the future looks good with players like that sort of leading the charge moving forward. Most of this roster will return in 2020. There's going to be some potential and also greater expectations, I think, as we move into year four of the Jeff Brohm era. Again, this game in particular, the standout, Xander Horvath. How about that? The first 100-yard rusher of the season for Purdue, carries 23 times. 164 yards, two scores, averages a cool 7.1 yards per tote. Kid looked like Mike Alstott out there, didn't he? Wearing number 40. Thought I was back in the mid-1990s for a while. Aiden O'Connell, again, 28 of 49, 408 yards, three touchdowns. David Bell, Bryson Hopkins, he threw over 100 yards receiving. And boy, the couple catches by David Bell, spectacular. I mean, what else can you say about that kid? He told me after the game he wants to try to get faster in the offseason. But boy, I know he has other things to improve, but he looks awfully good just coming right out of the box as an 18-year-old freshman, doesn't he? You know, a big difference in this game were the turnovers. Purdue had two, IU had none. You know, first drive of the game, Aiden O'Connell throws that pick in on the end zone. Purdue comes up empty. That was killer. And later on, Xander Horvath lost the fumble. Again, very tough, too. And defensively, Jeff Brohm talked in the postgame about his disappointment in the defense's inability to get off the field on third downs. And we saw that in the second overtime when IU was able to convert that third down, get to the one-yard line, and then subsequently score on the Peyton Ramsey one-yard TD plunge to win the old Oaken Bucket. A lot of offense, a lot of points today. Each team had over 500 yards of offense. And the numbers were just out of sight. One of the better old Oakham Bucket games I've ever seen. Unfortunately, Purdue comes up on the losing end. And again, all arrows now point towards 2020. Staff will hit the road recruiting, trying to finish up what looks like a pretty strong class. Look for some veteran talent to be added from the JUCO ranks to help the offensive line. Defensive line and linebacking corps in particular. Like I mentioned earlier, maybe we'll see a veteran come in, a quarterback from the junior college ranks or a grad transfer ranks. That quarterback position overall is going to be interesting to watch in 2020. You know, will Elijah Sinlar come back? use his sixth year. Aiden O'Connell has played himself into the conversation to start, I think. Jack Plummer's coming back from his right ankle injury. Will he be okay? Will Paul Pfeffery be a factor? So, again, that's going to be a very interesting spot to watch and a fun storyline moving forward in the aftermath of this season. So that's it for me. Again, this edition of Golden Black Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Thank you very much for listening.